Hello, our friends, Evolutionary EE Arts Hearts Home Family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
And guys, as always, we'd like to welcome you to subscribe to all three channels. Each one's going to have unique videos up. We were talking about Hanumanji yesterday, a mantra that connects to him. The mantra's at the end. It's relatively shrimple. It's relatively shrimple, guys. But I can't say it because it's too shrimple.
Right. That's just cute.
You know, I was going to say Shri, Om Shri Hanumate Namaha. And it turned into shrimple. Maybe I'm still hungry.
Possibly.
Could be. I had pancakes on the mind today. I had pancakes, but we were good. And we had a good, healthy, fresh juice shake to start off the day, which is a good way to start off the day. Hydration. So important, and life force.
Very important.
And all the life force comes from the mother.
Indeed.
So we've talked about Durga before, the goddess Durga, the mother of the Hindu universe. And again, the names used on planet Earth for certain beings, certain, whether we call them deities, gods, goddesses, whether we call them guides, whether we call them devas, whatever terms we want to use, the designations that we use to, you know, let people know this is a particular being that we are talking about might not be the same in different star systems. It's important to note that, but ultimately it's going to be an energy current that's going to connect us to them.
Mm-hmm. And it's an energy current that's been a little bit, it's been put out of balance. So this is not an energy that's really popular in the mainstream because it's been divided and detoured.
Well, very popular in the Hindu world and in other names, very popular in different indigenous cultures, but yeah, absolutely. And still the energy pops up. You can't really repress the mother energy.
No, it's not possible.
Absolutely. So, you know, we wanted to give you another mantra because we did on Heart's Home do one when you looked through the playlists. We did one. That's everything. Mantras. Here we have Lakshmi. Now that we used this one over here, this is a mantra for protection against dark forces. This invokes the divine feminine. It's the Chamunda mantra, which is one that is very inclusive. It includes the bija or root sounds for various goddesses. And again, the Durga goddess, the mother goddess, is thought to be all the goddesses coming together. It's all those goddess energies coming together and working together. And again, you know, this is the realm of the mother because she is the canvas upon which everything is painted.
You know, when it comes to the mother goddess energy, there are a couple that really I feel this tough love kind of energy. So, you know, if you have asked for the mother to come and help, you might receive some type of criticism, but it's always going to be very, very constructive in a way to help you be more efficient. She's not going to come and protect you from all of the issues. She is going to show you, however, how to become strong and how to deal with certain things and how to cope in a way where you're walking your path, but you're not dismissing all of the challenges that you came here to attend to.
Yeah, again, each particular mother goddess aspect is definitely unique and different. When we talk about our mothers that are our guides, there is a group, and yeah, they are unique. And so, like Cindy was saying, Aset, she tends to be, Aset Isis tends to be a little bit on the tougher love side. She's strong. She comes across very, very strong. Now, if you think of Kuan Yin, you might think of very, very gentle energy as opposed to Aset's strength.
Kuan Yin is very forgiving. She's very accepting. So no matter where you are at, she has the ability to meet you where you're at with loving kindness and compassion. And if you are reaching out to someone like Kuan Yin, you probably are needing that loving compassion and information that's just going to allow you to be and not be guarded.
Absolutely. So again, it's whoever you are drawn to. Now, when we do these Durga mantras, you are calling out basically to the mother. So you, depending on your circumstance and who you're the most connected to, who you're the most in need of at the time, you might find different aspects of the mother coming to you.
Mm-hmm. And you'll notice a lot in, you know, the different mythologies. And comparing that over here to the Western mythology, you know, you look at Durga here, you see the snakes in her hair. And these snakes are symbolic of a profound wisdom that people carry. It's also looking toward Kundalini, you know, that Kundalini energy that allows you to expand yourself. Where over here in the West, it's akin to somebody who's being, you know, slimy, somebody who's being lying to you, or somebody who's being more like a serpent. So you can see through the different ways, you know, Western, Hindu, everything has its own take on things. And when I see the serpent, I'm always instantly, this is divine wisdom whenever there is a serpent involved.
Yeah, absolutely. One other thing you might notice is all the different things that are being held by Durga's hand. You know, so you see a braided cord, you see a sword, we see a lotus flower, we see a what we would call a chakra, which is the weapon of Vishnu. And again, chakras are multifaceted. Yeah, those are gateways, dimensional gateways. You know, we have chakras. We have dimensional gateways inside our physical bodies. And also our energy bodies. You have the conch, you have a bow there, and you also have the trident of Shiva. So really what you see is it's denoting the fact that there's all the god energies contained within the mother herself, because again, it's that consciousness relation to creation, because creation is for consciousness to explore. And so this one is, I'm going to give you two different ones. This one is contained within the other one, Jaya Jagadambe Ma Durga. Jaya Jagadambe Ma Durga. And I'll give it to you with somebody who speaks it perfectly properly.
Jaya Jagadambe Ma Durga.
So, Jaya Jagadambe Ma Durga.
Ma Durga.
Sorry, that time it got blocked off.
Jaya Jagadambe Ma Durga.
And literally, as you can see, a breakdown of the words, Jai and Jaya, victory to, celebration of, Jagadambe, mother of the universe. Ma is just an abbreviated form of mother, like we say, Ma, hey Ma. Durga is the supreme goddess, the Devi, the mother, the divine mother, the Shakti. Literally means invisible, invincible, sorry guys, my reading is not so on par. We are in the midst of ourselves doing like major movements, let's just put it that way, in the universe ourselves right now. So we are a little discombobulated, but still wanting to stay in touch and keep sharing with you guys. So this is Krishna Das. He is very, very well known in the Bhakti Yoga, devotional yoga realm. It is, you know, one of the most famous. And this is a depiction of him over there. Here is his rendition, and I'll give you guys the links to Ma Durga. And this is the translation. So he has Om Shri Matre Namaha. Matre is again mother. I bow to the mother. Jayambe Gauri, Jaya Shaya Ma Gauri, which means hail to the golden mother, hail to the dark mother. Jaya Jagatambe He Ma Durga, victory to Ma Durga, the mother of the world. And then he has other words here put into a song. It's beautiful, so I wanted to share that with you as well. You know, again, whatever resonates is what's the key for the person. And you could always abbreviate things. You could, you know, just simply, if you feel good, just doing this. And you don't want to get confused, just Om Shri Matre Namaha would work just fine. Or Jaya Jagadambe Ma Durga, again, would work just fine. It's going to connect you. It's your intention. It's your intention. And then also when we talk about Sanskrit, it is one of the oldest languages and it is of a higher frequency, in my opinion, than English by a mile.
Mm-hmm. And don't let this intimidate you. You know, do what you can. Write this stuff down on a card. Write it down in a notebook. Put it in front of you. Say it over and over and over as many times as you need until you get it, because it's when you get to that mindless part where you're just saying it as if you could say the alphabet or you're typing. It's when you get to that state is where you're really able to start to move into the deeper realms of consciousness and repattern yourself. So take your time learning it. It's really, really worth it.
Absolutely. And part of what we do when we go and we do the traditional 108 or repetitions of 108. So 108 is the starting point, really. We're just trying to lose ourselves in it is what we're doing. We're trying to lose ourselves in something. And for, you know, each person, it might be unique which particular mantra is going to call you in. You know, at times too, I've done a variety of different mantras and then found myself singling out just certain bija sounds. And bija, again, is a root sound. Like when we're talking about Ganesh, it's gam. Om gam ganapatiye namaha. I'll find myself sometimes just going om gam, om gam, or even just feeling the gum, 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 and I'm still calling to Ganesha, but I'm also opening up the root chakra, and I'm just really, what I'm doing is I'm just sensing my connection and where am I going deeper. It's just that simple. Yeah, don't worry about becoming too legalistically perfect. It's all about your frequency, your vibration, and changing your vibration so that you are aligned with these beings that can then bless you, because it's simply a matter of picking up the phone and calling mom. Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, it's if you're doing the right thing is going to happen. So you don't want to start out with something like this wanting to, you know, just learn the tricks that are associated with it. You want to do this for the purposes of making your soul better, to heal yourself, to heal the wounds, because the magic happens mostly after the mantras. It's not so much with the mantras, it's repatterning the body. So after you've repatterned yourself in so many ways and then you go about your business, you'll notice that things move just a little bit smoother for you in your life.
And another one that is directly related to this, which we would do all the time, is just simply Hey Ma Durga Jaya Jaya. And it's really saying the same thing. Hey Ma Durga Jaya Jaya. It has kind of a ring to it. And in our bhakti circles, we would also at times add in Kali Ma. And Kali is also, you know, the dark goddess, the dark energy that can be a protective energy. Kali energy, tread cautiously. And I know we've talked about this before, but again, Kali can make you face your deepest, darkest fears head on. And again, it's something to be treaded lightly into. So I would again recommend first starting out with something along these lines. Jaya Jagadambe Ma Durga, Hey Ma Durga, Jaya Jaya. Whatever feels good to you. Just see what resonates. And we'll have all the links for you guys as always. Again, This is the mother of the universe. And it's interesting to see some of the quotes. The mother of the universe is obviously the mother of all. From her has come out both good and evil. Well, if she is a benevolent, loving mother, then how can evil come into the world? Well, obviously, there's free will. And with free will comes choices. And sometimes those choices can be in service to self, sometimes in service to others. And sometimes people, souls, lose their way and get caught up in the darkness. But this is also a realm of duality, which makes all things possible. So, you know, again, you cannot have the light without the darkness and the darkness without the light in the manifested realm of the universe.
Always remember that the darkness is your greatest teacher.
Absolutely. And if you honor your mother, the mother of the universe will guard you against harm. Satha Sai Baba. Yeah, absolutely. So call on your mother because she always likes it when you call.
Indeed.
As always, God bless and namaste.
Namaste.